KN4 Mobile.
KN4 TFW. How are you doing this evening, Tom?
In there. Making my way toward the great state of Gurr. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. Trying to get back to Gurr myself, get something to eat to make it to class tonight.
Where are you going to eat at?
She happens to be off tonight, so she's got something cooked already.
So, what time are you going to be expecting us?
Yeah, I hear you. It's all right with me, but I don't know about her.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and try to run some errands and probably try to get me a bite to eat before class starts, too. So, that's why I'm migrating that way.
Got it in the class tonight.
We have five.
Might be some good one-on-one time then.
Careful what you wish for. Met a trooper in a big old SUV up here driving around on Highway 14. That was kind of odd.
SUV, you broke up.
Full-sized, probably, I don't know, what are they running now, Chevys? I don't know what they're running.
Some antenna ideas when I get there, and somebody that's used to running a wire antenna, and hopefully maybe that mystery antenna.
I need to get a couple more wires up. That's all I'm running is wires, antenna-wise. I didn't know how long I was going to be there and didn't want to go through the trouble of trying to put up a tower or anything, so still don't know at this point.
I check it at the antenna with an analyzer. It says that the SWR is pretty high and that the tuner is able to tune it, and the antenna, it gets out good and it receives good. I just like to have some ideas to get that SWR down a little bit better.
Honesty, if it's getting out good and you're getting in good, I wouldn't worry about the SWR as long as it can be tuned. That's the key thing. I mean, you look at like a random wire, the SWR is up on it too. You're never going to get that right, not without totally messing up your bands and everything, trimming it down. So, yeah, SWR is not a big deal. As long as your radio's happy, it's good to go.
It's not cutting back on power or shutting off or anything, so, I mean, it appears to be all right. I've had a QSO in Spain and Canada and out in Arizona, so it looks like it's pretty omnidirectional.
Yeah, the only time you really need to worry about an SWR is if you're having difficulty trying to get it tuned, or you know, it's not ideal to ever want to hide the SWR, but you know, all it takes is something that might run your SWR up just a hair. If it's already high, it can push it past the limit of your radio, or at least where your radio doesn't like it anymore. So as long as it's getting out, and it's not going to help, it's not going to improve your performance any.
Matt, trying to confuse the world again, W2T said that.
Negative, I'm just driving down the road.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys for a few minutes, and I'll, I got a rehearsal tonight, so I'll be leaving out of here in a little while. And what you been up to, Tom?
Some of this remodel work I've been doing at the house. Something always jumps up and gets in the way at the last minute, then.
Of course. That's a never-ending job. You knew that, didn't you?
Well, trust me. So trying to wrap it up a little bit, trying to narrow down what flooring I'm going to put down. But I did get all the subfloor ripped up and burnt, and the new subfloor is all but in, except for I haven't been screwed down yet.
You can do that before you start putting down the top floor. It'll make things a little bit less slippy, slidey.
Roger that. So you're saying that a floating floor on top of a floating subfloor is not good juju?
Well, one part of the floor go one direction, the other go the other, and you're going to be standing there doing a split trying to figure out what happened.
Storm hit you down there, Rusty?
What, today? It rained over here, but I don't know about much of a storm at my house. I've gotten a half inch of rain in my gauge today, but that's about it.
That thunder was just rolling at the house. It felt like it was a 15-minute earthquake. It was shaking the whole house.
It just didn't like you for some reason. That's all it was.
Several lightning strikes in Greer. I did not see any lightning strikes, but I wasn't over there with my face plastered against the window either.
Thing not to be doing, particularly in a thunderstorm, electrical storm. You never know when some of that floating electricity comes your way. Didn't mean to cut off the guy you were talking to. I just heard you and then wanted to pull your chain a little bit, and I'll have not talked to you in a while. I got back in town last Monday and been one thing or another since then.
No problems, Rusty. I hope your trip to Florida was a good one.
Enjoyable to be down there with my sister, but her husband passed away while I was down there 2 days after Christmas. And then I get a call on New Year's Day telling me that my power line that goes from the pole across the street to the pole in my yard was laying on the ground across my driveway and down the road, side of the road. So, and all the damage it did, not a good deal.
I hear all of that, glad you're back safely. I'm going to hop off here. I'm going to run into the store real quick and get me something to whip my whistle. So I'll say 73 for now. You have a good one, and we'll get to you a little bit later. KZ4M Mobile.
All right. I'm just sitting around here at the house waiting on killing time. First time to leave for rehearsal. W2T listening.
KN4TFW.
TFW, I believe. W2T. Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't mess up my conversation with Tom. I had to take a phone call anyway, so that was perfect timing on your part. Name over here is Ken.
Oh, hello, Ken. Oh, sounds like you're taking one of the Gary's classes, and he's good at that. You'll learn a lot in those classes. What are you taking, the general or the extra?
The general back in November and passed that, so I'm going to attempt the extra.
You'll get it. Gary is very good. He puts together a good program for teaching, so I don't think you'll have any trouble with it. Once you get through with his classes, you'll be ready to sit down and ace the test. How about that?
Well, I know that's the way it was with the general. I mean, those guys are really, really good. It really helped me out a lot.
Well, when I was coming up, we didn't have any of those things. You spent your time reading the books and studying it, and then going sitting down and taking the exam.
So that, you know, has to do with electrical and electronics and that. In the last 40 years, I've just been strictly mechanical, a little bit of electrical, definitely no electronics. So I really have to kind of study up on it a little bit.
Well, neither of that was my area, because my area was, my expertise was in computers. I spent 26 years in the Navy doing computers, and probably another 20 years outside of that messing with them, too.
And now that's where they're headed with radio, right?
Unfortunately. And it can mess your mind up sometimes with all that stuff that's going on out there. And you got to know how to do this and do that, and how to hook the radio up, the computer up, and make sure you don't short something out while you're doing it.
Yeah, I don't believe I'm going to go that far on it. I just, another ham let me borrow a radio to think about buying it off of them, and I believe I will. And that, been getting on the HF a little bit and trying to learn my way around it. Sure is a lot of buttons and knobs and a great big manual for that radio.
Which one you got?
450D.
Okay, I don't know much about that. I had a Yaesu 8,
57 years ago. I run mostly ICOM. I got an ICOM IC7200, which is a real nice radio, and it can be complicated if you let it, but it's got a lot of good things to go about it. I like the way it interfaces with a computer by a USB cable, and you can control radio and a lot of other things doing it that way. But that's all, you know, there are some people that won't buy anything but Yaesu, some that won't buy anything but Kenwood, several of us that won't buy anything. Of course, I can't say that. I'm sitting here talking on a Kenwood 2-meter. I got a Yaesu 2-meter 440 in the car, and I got an ICOM HF rig, so go figure.
Yeah, I got an ICOM 2-meter rig right here. I really like it. But this one was, it was an extra that he had. He was thinking about selling it. It works really, really good. The price was good, so I just can't pass it up.
I'll make some good 2-meters. I used to have a good ICOM 2-meter. But I had one. Mine died, and I was looking for a replacement. And I found a good deal on the Yaesu 2-meter 440 that's in the car. So, and it works out real good and gives me good service and everything. So I stayed with it, you know. But I used to run ICOM in the car all the time. So I've had a little bit of everything over the years. Never had any of the real big HF rigs from Yaesu. And I think I had a Kenwood one time, and it gave me problems trying to run it at my house. But I moved on from it. So, you know, it's all a choice of what you want to do.
And Ed, I don't know one is that much better than the other. You know, they all offer different things. You just got to figure out what it is you really want to do. You know, some of them are better at different things and what bands you want. And if you get something that covers a lot of bands, that's a lot of antennas.
6 meter through 160, the 7200 is. And it's got a lot. It's got some nice things about it that makes it listens real well. And so that's one of the reasons I have it. But it's got a lot of good things going for it. And others do too. Like I said, I know a guy that he won't have anything but Kenwoods. That's all he's ever bought, all he's ever owned, and all he ever intends to own. So, you know, it's to each his own, as they say. And you do what you do. And of course, the other big thing is what you can afford to run. Because some of these newer radios out there have got price tags on them that I can't even think about, so I don't.
That one. Well, I've arrived where I'm at the house, and that's, I'm going to say, 73, and I enjoyed the talk, and I hope to catch you another time on the air. KN4TFW.
All right, well, anytime you get a chance, you get an HF up, and you're around the house at 7 o'clock at night, tune into 3.915 megahertz and check into the South Carolina single sideband net. You just might find me on there as net control one night. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Yeah, I believe I checked in a couple of nights ago and you were doing the net.
Well, that would have been last Thursday if it was, and it'll be again this Thursday. I've got it this Thursday too, and I'm subbing for somebody this week. And then he's going to take mine next week and his the following week, and then we'll be back on schedule. I kind of do that one every other Thursday. All right, have a good supper and study hard tonight. Don't let Gary wrap your mind too much around the figures. Talk to you later, W2T.
DWA8YXM.
Yes.
Yeah, 8 Yankee X-ray, Mike. Yeah, for VHF, I started with a Regency HR2, then I went to a Wilson W800, then a Yaesu handheld, and then assorted Kenwood gear, and now I've got an ICOM. So, you know what? I'm not what you'd call brand loyal.
Well, I've been through a bunch of it myself, and, I get what works and what I can afford. I've had... I said I only had one Yaesu 857, but I had a couple of Yaesu 757s at one time, and those were good radios for HF. And so I've been through a lot of different cases, as they say, you know, with the radios. But primarily, for the last few years, I've pretty well stuck with ICOMs.
Yep, well, that was that kind of what you can afford had a lot to do with it. The Wilson W800, at the time, it was the only fully synthesized radio that could be held in your hand. Admittedly, it's a good-sized handheld. It's about the size of a Polaroid Land camera. In fact, the carry case I used for it was for a Polaroid Land camera. But it worked well, and in fact, it still works. I still got it. I'm not using it, but I still got it. It needs a little tune-up, but it still works. This ICOM, however, was the most... This particular ICOM is an ID5100. It's the most affordable radio I've ever owned. It was free. And that's why I'm on D-Star nowadays. Is the as I told somebody, the way I chose between D-Star, YSF, DMR, and all the others is that this radio was free. But, yeah, can't beat that price. But it is a good radio.
Yep, it is, and free radios are very good. I mean, makes it nice when you can get them like that, and I'd like to have had that opportunity. Anyway, and let me go here. I've got to get a couple of things done before I leave here in a little bit, and it's about time to feed the dog, or she's going to come chewing on me. Talk to you later. Nice to meet you. We'll catch you another time. W2T.
Okay, enjoy. By the way, on D-Star, I usually hang out on Reflector 30, Charlie, but also on 89, Charlie. Multiple radios, multiple hotspots, you know how it goes. 73WA at YXM.